This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Raj Rana Dewa in India's capital New Delhi after completing her Europe visit. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav directs concerned bodies to promptly conclude pipeline installation for supplying Melamji water to different places in Kathmandu Valley. And two separate bus accidents in central Afghanistan kill 52 people and injure 65. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Raj Rana Dewa is in New Delhi, the capital of India. Before reaching New Delhi, she was on a visit to Germany to participate in the 2024 conference of the Equal Rights Coalition ERC. Following her visit to Brussels, Belgium, The Hague, Netherlands and Luxembourg. On the 17th of December, she attended the conference where she spoke at the panel on pathways to LGBTQI+ inclusion in national laws and policies. During the session, the foreign minister shared views on the inclusion and human rights of minority groups, particularly LGBTQI+ persons in Nepal. She also highlighted the relevant national provisions and their impact on the LGBTQI+ community, discussing how these developments might inspire other countries, according to a press release issued by the Embassy of Nepal in Berlin. Also at the same conference, Dr. Rana delivered key remarks during the session on the LGBTQI+ in feminist foreign policy. Minister Dr. Rana highlighted the significant challenges faced by the group and the individuals globally, including violence, harassment and systematic inequality. Furthermore, she emphasized the urgent need for a paradigm shift in policy, stressing that feminist foreign policy held transformative potential. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has directed the concerned bodies to promptly conclude the works related to the pipeline installation for supplying the water brought from Melamji to different places in the Kathmandu Valley. Minister Yadav issued this instruction after observing the works related to the pipeline installation at Indrachok, Janabahal, New Road and Assan, among other places. He also stressed the need to prevent water leakage, stating the water was leaking at many places as the quality of work was not up to the mark. The water supply minister directed the officials concerned to carry out repair and maintenance at locations where there was water leakage. Minister Yadav was accompanied by Water Supply Ministry Secretary Pramila Devi Shakya Bhajacharya and senior officials of the Kathmandu Upatyaka Khanipani Limited KUKL Project Implementation Directorate during the inspection and monitoring visit. Nepal and South Korea have signed a Trade and Investment Promotion Framework TIPF agreement to strengthen economic ties. The agreement aims to boost investment and trade between the two countries, particularly in sectors like hydropower and automobile assembly. The trade ministers of the two countries expressed optimism about the future of bilateral relations and economic cooperation during the signing ceremony. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Baudil has urged the government of the state of Qatar to help in the infrastructure development of Kanti Children's Hospital. During a meeting with the ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Michel bin Mohammed Al Ansari, on Wednesday, Minister Baudil said he expected support from the government of Qatar in the physical infrastructure construction of the hospital. The Health Ministry has prepared a detailed project report to construct infrastructures, including buildings to expand hospital services. The Kanti Hospital is the biggest in the country, providing treatment to children. In this context, Health Minister Baudil expected support from Qatar. According to the personal secretariat of the health minister, the Qatari ambassador expressed the commitment to provide possible support to expand areas of cooperation, adding that his country has kept Nepal in its priority list for cooperation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Two bus accidents involving a fuel tanker and a truck on a highway through central Afghanistan killed 52 people and injured 65, according to the Taliban government spokesperson. The accidents happened in Ghazni province on the same highway between the capital Kabul and southern Kandahar city late Wednesday, according to the provincial head of information and culture, Hamidullah Nisar, who said this on his social media site X without specifying how many people were killed and injured in each accident. One bus collided with a fuel tanker near Shahbaz village in central Ghazni, while the other hit a truck in the eastern district of Andhra. Rescue teams rushed to the site and transported the injured to the hospital, with some in serious condition. Traffic accidents are common in Afghanistan, due in part to poor roads after decades of conflict, dangerous driving on highways, and a lack of regulation. In March, more than 20 people were killed and 38 injured when a bus collided with a fuel tanker and burst into flames in southern Helmand province. Another serious accident involving a fuel tanker took place in December 2022 when the vehicle overturned and caught fire in Afghanistan's high-altitude Salang Pass, killing 31 people and leaving dozens more with burns. The de facto leader of Syria, Ahmed al-Sharra, has said that the country is exhausted by war and is not a threat to its neighbors or to the West. In an interview with the BBC in Damascus, he called for sanctions on Syria to be lifted. Sharra led the lightning offensive that toppled Bashar al-Assad's regime less than 2 weeks ago. He is the leader of the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the dominant group in the rebel alliance, and was previously known by his alias Abu Muhammad al-Jolani. At least 100 North Korean soldiers have been killed in the ongoing Ukraine war, according to the South Korean parliamentarian Lee Sung-kwon. The South Korean parliamentarian cited information from the country's National Intelligence Service and further reported that 1,000 more soldiers were injured, including high-ranking officials. According to the BBC, the casualties were attributed to the North Korean troops' lack of familiarity with the terrain and drone warfare. The casualties are said to have occurred in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces are defending against a Russian incursion. These claims have not been independently verified. Now sports. Karnali Yaks and Janakpur Bolts are playing for a place in the final of the Nepal Premier League cricket tournament. The winner will face the Sudarpashchim Royals in the final match. In today's match, Janakpur won the toss and decided to field first. At the time that this news was being prepared, Karnali Yaks were struggling with 8 wickets down and only 100 odd runs in the board. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arjuna Dewa, in India's capital, New Delhi, after completing her Europe visit. Minister for Water Supply, Pradeep Yadav, directs concerned bodies to promptly conclude pipeline installation for supplying Melamji water to different places in Kathmandu Valley. And two separate bus accidents in central Afghanistan kill 52 people and injure 65. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.